Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. Wake up, sleepy heads, get woke, if you will. It's Eric McElroy in the morning on a Tuesday, 6:14. Michelle Spring over in the newsroom. Hey, if you want to join us, be a part of the show, well, it's easy. Send us an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Also, you can use our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. That is there for song requests, news tips, or if you see breaking news out there, or if you just want to say hi, you can always text us, or that's the same number you can call if you still do that, you know, pick up the phone, dial some numbers, and talk to someone on the other end. Also, we're streaming 24/7, 365, right there on our website. Streaming services provided by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency, and our social media accounts and platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Coming your way today, new country throughout the morning hours, morning quickies later on this morning. Also, we'll keep you updated, entertained, share a few laughs, and I have a chance for you to win, once again, courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, tickets to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star live in concert next month. That show is exactly 1 month from tomorrow, but your chance to win those tickets later on this morning. We're jam-packed, as you can see. After this, more of your kind of country on 99.9. Taking you home, getting it on. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning, 6:31. Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring on a Tuesday. Michelle, it's like the Twilight Zone over there. What?
It's like a strobe light.
What is going on?
I don't know. It's a disco.
Mm-mm-mm. Disco inferno over there.
I know.
I'll politely ask you not to dance again. Thank you.
What?
Thank you. I'm just kidding.
It's officially out.
You got great moves. Well, wouldn't you rather have that light bulb be out than have it do what it was just doing?
I don't know. I was really feeling the groove there.
It's kind of putting you in the mood.
To get my groove on.
That's right.
What's up? How are you doing today?
No, you literally just turned your lights on over there. I was beginning to think was
Listen, I was worried about you too because your lights are off too.
I'm just a worker bee over there.
Okay.
Just plugging away.
Bzzz.
You do have headlines.
Do I?
I would hope so.
I do.
If not, I mean, I can ramble. I'm the king of that.
Let me take it away from here.
Thank you.
The Red Cross of Northeast Ohio is looking for donations to help with the tragic wildfires in Southern California. Regional Communications Officer Jim McIntyre said donating money is the best, fastest, and most efficient way to help those in California. Donations can be made by texting CA Wildfires to 90999 for a $10 donation to your phone bill. Residents can also contact the Red Cross by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by logging on to redcross.org. And almost 2,000 or more deer were harvested by Ohio youth compared with last year's numbers. The two-day youth gun hunting season was over the weekend, allowing young hunters the chance to gain experience. Tuscarawas County youth checked in at 222, and the top county was Coshocton, with youth harvesting 287. For more headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
Little groggy this morning. I stayed up, Michelle, too late last night watching that. Monday night football game that was like one of the greatest Monday night football games of all time. I was anticipating this game kind of like for a whole week between two high-powered teams. Yeah, the 9-1 Chiefs, 9-1 Rams. It was supposed to be played in Mexico City, but the field was so horrible that they decided to move it back into the States.
Why Mexico City? That's so random.
Well, you know,
right?
they do games in London, the NFL
does.
I know,
but that's just so random.
I understand. They're trying to broaden their horizon. Mm. Go global, if you will.
Oh, fancy.
That stadium they were supposed to have it in, I don't know what it's called, but it seats like over 100,000 people. So it's a big payday, too, for the NFL.
Oh, always about the money.
Always. Makes the world go round.
Is that so?
That record-setting game last night, Monday Night Football, highest scoring Monday Night game of all time. Also, the Chiefs. This is such a Browns thing. This would happen to the Browns. The Chiefs became the first team to score 50 or more points and then lose a football game. Ouch. Wouldn't that be something the Browns would do at one point in time?
But we would never score that many points.
No, we came close once,
Did we?
Now, this game last night, the third highest point total ever for any NFL game. That takes into account, obviously, all Monday nighters. The Redskins beat the Giants back in 1966. I remember this one. It was a classic. I was a youngster. Not even alive then. 72-41 was the final.
No way.
Back in 66. But, believe it or not, number two on the list is a game between the Browns and the Bengals back in 2004. Now, if you know the Browns' luck recently since 99, they probably lost that game, which they did. 58-48 was the score in that high-scoring game between the Bengals back in 2004. So it goes that first one I mentioned, then Cincy and Cleveland, and the game last night in terms of all-time combined points.
Are you excited for Sunday night's game?
Or Sunday afternoon,
right?
Yeah, so it's not, I wish it was a Sunday night.
They don't ever play at night.
Well, because we suck, Michelle. That's why. They put good teams on.
It's always funny whenever the Browns release their schedule. And everyone's like in anticipation.
Sunday at 1 o'clock. Sunday one. Oh, and then there's that Thursday nighter because every team has to play a Thursday nighter. Yes.
The rounds are always good for a 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm already ready for Sunday.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I woke up the other day feeling dangerous.
Oh, snap piece.
Ready for this game. It's a really not to get too sportsy dortsy on you, but we're going to.
Oh.
It is actually a big week sports wise. Tomorrow, LeBron comes back to Cleveland, right? There's that.
I don't know who that is.
I'm sorry. I know it's still a scab that we have to pick off every now and again.
Rough, man.
That scab that is LeBron. Every now and again, we pick it off and it bleeds. Sorry to be so graphic.
Yeah, that was a little much.
And then Thursday, well, you know, it's feast day and football day all wrapped into one. More football on Friday. We find out who's going to the state championship games for high school. Saturday, I think they're playing for the first time ever, Ohio State, Michigan. Some new rivalry, right? Yeah. By the way, if you go to our Facebook page, there's a chance for you to win an Ohio State gift basket with all kinds of goodies in there. Just go to our Facebook page, read all the details and the instructions. It's pretty easy. Obviously, we can't pick a winner until after the game.
Right.
On Saturday.
So how bad do you think we're going to lose on Saturday?
And then Sunday, like Michelle mentioned, the aforementioned Browns and Bengals. What is it right now? I think Michigan's already a 4-point favorite.
Gosh.
So, I mean, it's, I don't know what to, you never know what to expect in a, what's the word I'm looking for? Michelle begins with an R. In a blank kind of game. Starts with an R.
Rivalry?
Good job. Just wanted to hear you say
rivalry.
You never know what to expect in a rivalry game.
Right.
But
I'm nervous. I'm so nervous because I think we're going to get demolished.
Get our doors blown off. Let's hope not.
It's never really been a close game, in the, at least in the most recent of times. And I think it's going to be crazy. It's going to get bad.
Last year, I honestly forget how it ended up, but 2 years ago it went to overtime or double overtime or something. They're in Columbus. I know we beat them last year. It's a normal tradition. We eat turkey and then beat the Wolverines, right? Isn't that normally how things go around this time?
I don't know about this year.
I'll eat a Wolverine if it means we'll beat the Wolverines. I really don't care at this point. Hey, you cook anything long enough and at a high enough temp, you can kill all the germs and bacteria in there.
Ugh.
You're a huge Tribe fan. What do you? How do you feel about their new jerseys? They're all red jerseys for next season.
Love them. They're just classic. I like them a lot. Whenever Chad and I met up yesterday after I got off work, he's like, they remind me of my Legion uniforms. I love them so much.
That's exactly why they made the switch. You know that? Because of Chadley's Legion unis.
I know.
The Indians last wore red jerseys from 1975. Through 1977. The things that what won't be making a comeback, the red pants that they wore along with those red jerseys. Michelle, we all know red on red. I mean, come on, red on red on red. Chill out with that. But the red jerseys will be coming back for the first time since the 1970s. It's just an alternate home jersey.
Right.
They won't wear them on the road.
Hey, anything really beats the Cavs' new jersey, so
those things are hideous.
Ugh. They are really bad. I mean, we are already bad as a team, and then you're just going to go and throw them.
Not only do we have to suck on the court, but we have to, our jerseys have to stink too.
You just look, I don't know. They just look so awful.
So these new red tribe jerseys, it's red top scripted with Indians on the front that Cleveland will wear every now and again for home games in 2019. Next season, Michelle, well, it's the first time in 70 years the Indians will not have the somewhat contentious Chief Wahoo logo on their uniforms. So you can still buy apparel, though. You can still buy T-shirts and hats and everything with the Chief on there.
Yeah.
But the team won't be wearing it.
Kind of crazy.
But what will be coming to Cleveland also in 2019, that's the All-Star Game.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
Cleveland's caps and jerseys will have a little guitar-shaped 2019 All-Star Game logo all year.
It's on their red jersey. Yeah, it's on the sleeve.
Yeah.
The guitar.
All their caps and jerseys, though, will have that this coming year for the All-Star Game. 75th All-Star Game.
I'm so excited.
July.
We're just excited to see the Home Run Derby.
Are you going to the game?
Yes.
Are you? You already have plans?
Yes.
I'm going to try and squeeze my way in there.
Would you like me to get you a ticket?
Let's do so.
Okay.
Would you like me to get you a ticket to the 2019 All-Star Game?
Do you want to go to the game? Because it's like a whole weekend festivity. There's
bats and balls, everyone. Batter up. Peanuts, Cracker Jacks here.
Stop. Yeah, I'm excited to see the Home Run Derby. I'm really excited for that.
Who's going to be the... No Indians took part in it last year. He could have had a couple. Jose Ramirez could have taken part.
Do you not just love him?
But he decided not to.
Oh, my gosh. The more you're talking about it, it's making me excited for baseball. And
Michelle's getting all the summer feels for baseball on November the 20th on a 36-degree day. Hey, they do have all the details for the memorial service, which will be held for Roy Clark. Of course, remember, he passed away last week on November the 15th. A public memorial going to be held tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, just outside of Tulsa, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. 11 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. You can stream the whole service on the church's Facebook page. That's so 2018. It's the R-H-E-M-A, the Rhema Bible Church. It's their Facebook page.
Ooh.
And rhema.org. Again, so 2018. A private, though, invitation-only visitation for family, friends, and some performers will take place tonight. I don't know if they're going to stream that at all, because I'm sure there's going to be a few big names who's going to be attending that probably tonight and tomorrow.
How fun.
So
I mean, fun to see all the performers.
How fun, she says.
Stop.
A funeral.
I meant to say, no. Wow. Stop. I meant how fun to see all the performers.
Of course, Roy Clark last week passed away of pneumonia. Hee-haw is what he's most
famous.
How old
was he?
85.
Hee-haw. Yeah. Hee-haw. I have never watched that show. Have you?
Go back and watch some. No, I've never watched it. Never watched Hee-Haw.
Hee-haw.
Sure, our parents maybe have watched Hee-Haw. Hee-Haw?
Hee-Haw.
Y'all want to see some baseball? Hee-Haw.
Sorry. Stop. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, I mean, I say one thing. I'm sorry, Michelle. Good God. Did you hear your 6 a.m. news? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It was all right.
Thanks.
It's early. 6 a.m. hour is always the toughest part.
Yeah, we're still asleep.
And then we take this L, and then we bounce back next hour.
Take
so
this L?
We'll try to do that.
What does L mean?
The loss.
Oh. Got it.
Although, what we'll do now.
Keep me hip.
What we'll do now is we'll turn our L's into lessons, Michelle. That's what we'll do there. So with that, you can write that down, get a tattoo, put it on a shirt if you want. It's new country right here on 99.9. Riley Green, There Was This Girl. Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring. 7:31 on a Tuesday. We're driven by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Michelle, standing by with your morning headlines. Take it away.
Almost 2,000 more deer were harvested by Ohio youth compared with last year's numbers. The two-day youth gun hunting season was over the weekend, allowing young hunters the chance to gain experience. Tuscarawas County youth checked in 223, and the top county was Coshocton, with youth harvesting 287. The Red Cross of Northeast Ohio is looking for donations to help with the tragic wildfires in Southern California. Regional Communications Officer Jim McIntyre said that donating money is the best, fastest, and most efficient way to help those in California. Donations can be made by texting CA Wildfires to 90999 for a $10 donation to your phone bill. Residents can also contact the Red Cross by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by logging on to redcross.org. For more local headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or WTUZ.com.
Well, Michelle, I have bad news here.
Oh, no.
Our girl's leaving her roots.
Who?
And I don't mean her roots as in country music. She's already done that, obviously.
T-Squeeze?
T-Squeeze, yeah. Taylor Swift leaving her.
Oh, my God, I love this song. I haven't
heard
this song
forever. Yeah, good jam, right? T-Squeeze leaving her label group, the one she's been with for her whole entire musical career. She's gone, leaving Big Machine label. For a Universal Music Group, Universal Records and Republic Records. So, she's been with Big Machine, like I said, her whole career. Still there with Big Machine, you have folks like Florida Georgia Line, Brantley Gilbert, Thomas Rhett, Reba, who you just heard not too long ago, and Lady Antebellum, they just signed to Big Machine. But T-Squeeze, she said she's done, wants to try some new ventures, and I wonder how much Universal signed her to be a part of their group, to be honest. Yeah, I caught you over there.
What a turd.
She put out a big message on Instagram saying goodbye to her family there at Big Machine. You know that Scott Borchetta? Mm-hmm. Basically found her when she was back, you know, curly-haired, guitar-strumming 13 or 14-year-old, and now taking her to probably the biggest pop star maybe in the world, I don't know, at this point.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
So.
What do you think?
Huh?
I think so.
Yeah, biggest pop star in the world, probably.
Yeah. So. Most successful, for sure.
She gone, though. She gone. Hey, also, what's coming back? The Rolling Stones, yes, indeedy. You hear about this?
I didn't know they went away.
Mick Jagger at the ripe old age of, dude's got to be like 77 years old. They're going out on a tour this spring of the Rolling Stones. First time, at least stateside in quite some time.
Oh, wow.
Tickets go on sale Friday, November the 30th. They've toured over in Europe for, really since 2016, off and on. Really haven't done anything over here in the United States, but that's all going to change. The No Filter U.S. Tour 2019.
Hmm. Interesting.
Miami, Houston, Denver, Philly,
no
Chicago.
Ohio?
No. Dates in Ohio.
Ruthless.
Mick Jagger, let me see here, 75 years old. All right, there you go.
Now, when you get a certain age and you're doing all
Keith
that
is
traveling,
here.
Don't you think that you should have like a team doctor just in case something goes awry?
Keith is 74. Yeah, I mean, look, Mick Jagger, he's young and spry. He just had a kid recently, like last year.
He did?
At the age of 74, yeah.
Oh,
so when the kid graduates high school, Mick will
be
a good old
92
years old. So,
oh my gosh, what's the point of that?
At the end of this tour, when's Mick's when's Mick's birthday again? July? No, he'll still be a good 75 when the tour is over.
Oh,
not a year older.
Yay. Could you imagine having a child in your 70s?
No. I mean, why would you even? Now, okay, here's the deal. His wife is probably like 40 years younger than he is.
So
in that case, yes, I can't imagine having a child in my 70s, Michelle, if that were the case.
That just seems like a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of work right now.
How much work is Mick Jagger actually doing helping raising this kid?
Yeah, you're right. He probably pays someone to do all that for
him. I mean, I'm sure he has help. Plus, a mother, a baby mama, if you will,
mm-hmm.
who's probably 40 years. Let me see how old. Let me go to spouses.
What's
I'm sure
her name?
It's a long list here for Mick.
Has he had a lot of spouses?
Actually, he really hasn't.
Oh.
You know what? I thought he was married, but I guess he's not. It's just a baby mama, really and truly.
Who am I? I think I'm thinking of somebody else. Was there somebody in the Rolling Stones that was connected to Heather Locklear? Or is that...
Maybe. Keith Richards, maybe, back in the day. I don't know if...
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I do not remember. I think maybe I'm thinking of Richie Sambora.
You may be thinking of Tommy Lee, right? He was with... Wasn't he with Pam Anderson and with...
Heather Locklear? I don't know. Do you know she was just put on another psychiatric hold?
Who was?
Heather Locklear.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. She's got some... problems. It makes me sad.
I'm trying to figure out who, who cares? Mick Jagger's baby mama is right now, but it's all right.
It's not important.
Yeah, it really isn't. Hey, what's more important than that? A little community in Ohio, Marblehead, Ohio. You hear they have a new police dog there?
Yeah.
A ferocious little 4-month-old chihuahua. Say what? A chihuahua. Now, here's the deal. It's a cute little story. The police chief there in Marblehead, his name's Casey Joy. Inspired to adopt a dog from Pet Finder. Listen, if you can find a date online, I'm sure you can find a pet online. And
it's called petfinder.com, I think.
Mm-hmm, most certainly is. After seeing stories about animals displaced by Hurricane Florence, he wanted to do something nice. And the police chief fell in love with this 4-month-old chihuahua. It's a chihuahua mix, by the way, named Zora.
When he's on patrol, he has a little bag that sits next to the passenger seat, and he's actually got a little seat belt that he gets clicked into.
So cute.
Nothing happens to him, and he kind of just sits there with his paws on the bag and watches everything.
Did you hear him in the background?
Anything that can help bring the community that you serve and the people that you serve closer together is nothing but positive. And he's already done that. He was actually sworn in yesterday as the village mascot at the council meeting.
Hold on, village mascot already?
Amazing.
How about Zora?
When you're going call to call to call, it certainly gets stressful, and coming back to play with a chihuahua in the office certainly doesn't hurt.
Hey, yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
I don't think I've ever played with a chihuahua. I don't think I've ever seen one in person. I've seen them on TV and stuff. A lot of people have them.
You say chihuahua, and the first thing that comes to my mind is obviously Taco Bell. Which could take us back to yesterday. I mean, it's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Right. Did you order your Taco Bell shirt?
No, I thought that's what you were getting me for my Christmas gift.
Oh, I didn't know if that you were just, like, so gung-ho about it, you couldn't wait. Guess I was wrong.
I mean, I can wait a month, unlike others who can't wait a couple more weeks to put up their Christmas trees and decorations.
Who are you talking about?
I, however, Michelle, have a little willpower, and I can wait a little bit, so.
I don't know what you're talking about. You haven't put your tree up yet?
No, we may do it. You know, I have some time off this week.
Yeah?
May do it this week or weekend.
Now, are you a chopping down the tree kind of family? Are you an artificial tree, a real tree?
Fake tree. Artificial.
Got it.
So.
Fake tree.
It's a good poll question, though, you know that? For the future.
You're welcome.
No problem.
What I'm here for.
I wrote one down the other day, which, you know, we just keep building these things on up.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, maybe one will get oh so popular as Michelle's grilled cheese question.
Oh my gosh, that thing took off.
Garnered how many comments on that
almost
thing?
Almost 200.
I'm blown away.
I know.
With that, I should just retire and walk away from this business knowing that. But I'll stick around. Thank you, Michelle Spring.
You're welcome.
Hey, courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, we have tickets to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star live in concert there in Canton at the Palace Theater. Or, Michelle, the...
Yes?
The...
The...
Go ahead.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
The theater.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, thanks for playing.
It's theater.
Now, we're going to play the die-rolling game.
Yes!
In order to win these tickets. Tomorrow, it'll be maybe your favorite game. I will say no more.
Yeah.
As long as my wife brings it home from work. I will say that. 330-339-9399. Die rolling game. You have to try. What do you want to do? One in a row or two in a row?
Two in a row.
Two?
Yeah, it's hard. You got to work for these tickets.
That's a little rough. Michelle says two in a row. All right.
Come on now.
Michelle, pick a number 1 through 6 real quick.
3.
3 it is. Michelle Spring. Good job, girlfriend. Pick another one.
5.
5. Oh, my God. Michelle.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Yay. That's
yes.
It. Taking the tickets
when you yell like that, you got to back up a little bit. And you get all over modulated and everything. Don't know where to keep your levels.
I was actually back here. My voice just projects.
Oh, my gosh. should we go for three in a row?
Let's try it.
Michelle, for the third one in a row, go ahead.
Two.
You're never going to believe what it is over here.
Are you kidding?
Swear to God, look at this. Right? It's a two. Wow. Well, I just wasted all that on you instead of a caller, so congrats.
I'm going to go play the lottery today.
We'll go to the phone lines here in 1 second. Again, 330-339-9399, courtesy of Sarsho and Ford of Waynesburg, your chance to win these tickets. Real quick, that gun seizure, the New Philly police, what was it, 76 guns, thousands of rounds of ammunition.
Right.
Crazy, right?
So crazy.
All that.
It's scary to think that somebody has possession of that many guns. Like, what do you need all those guns for?
That was literally on West High Ave.
Legitimately. In an apartment building.
Mm.
Which is not far from the high school. Also not far from an elementary school.
You know.
I mean, as a parent, you think of these things.
Yeah, no doubt about it. hey, there's this woman in Texas recently got a divorce, 14 years. Her husband, probably a sleazeball, but who really knows? but women, when they go through things like this, they get a little cray-cray, all right?
Do they know?
Now, she wanted to celebrate by, you know, doing what normal women do. That's blowing up her wedding dress, right?
Blowing it up?
Isn't that what people do?
I mean, I've heard of people setting it on fire.
When they get a divorce?
Cutting it up.
She used 20 pounds of the explosive material. Is it Tannerite? T-A-N-N-E-R-I-T-E. Tannerite.
Not familiar with explosives.
To blow her wedding dress into smithereens with family, friends there all to watch.
What in the world?
I think I hear Dad in the back. Hang on. There's some guy that goes, which is, the video is great because everybody's around her celebrating. Literally took one shot, and that's all it took. One shot, kid.
That is insane. I would never imagine someone blowing up their wedding dress. I don't care.
I bet she kept the ring, though. You know what I mean? I bet she kept the ring.
Or she pawned it off and made a good buck or two.
Right. Same difference. We'll go to the phone lines. Caller, you're live. Who's this? Yes, hello, caller. I do believe I'm on the... No, hang on, let me try this one.
Wow.
All right, now I'll try. Go ahead, caller, you
hey.
There?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Not much.
Mike, what's your last name again? Slater.
Slater.
Right? Mike, you've been trying here a couple times to get these tickets, right?
Yes, I have.
Mike, all right, first of all, are you ready for Thanksgiving or no, Mike?
Yeah, as much as I want to be.
As much as you want to be, I hear you there. You going to Black Friday shopping at all?
Nope. I have to work.
What's your favorite side dish? What's your go-to for Thanksgiving?
Homemade cranberry salad.
Mm, there you go. There you go.
That's a good one.
Well, according to Michelle, she made it hard on everybody. You have to get two correctly in a row for the die rolling game to win these Phil Vassar and Lone Star tickets, courtesy of Sarsho
and Ford. I think he's
going
to do it.
Mike, pick a number, 1 through 6, and we'll get the first roll on.
Four.
Come on, Mike.
It is. The first roll is... It's a 6. Now, Mike, here's what I'm going to do since Michelle made it so difficult for you. I'm going to give you one more chance to try and get at least one. If you get that one, you get a second one in a row. All right?
All right.
All right, here we go. Mike, pick another number. That last one was a 6, and you just picked a 4. Remember that, all right?
3.
3 it is. Here's the roll. Hey, Mike, congrats. It's a 3. All right, now you got to get one more. Okay? I'm in a good mood. I'm a nice guy today. So if you, the first one was a 6. That was a 3. You already said 4. What are you feeling, Mike?
4.
Michelle, are you nervous for him?
No.
Michelle, give it a blow. Just blow into the mic.
I'm just going to give him a good clap.
Just blow into the mic for the die. There you go. Thank you, Michelle. That's what we all wanted. What'd you say, Mike? A 4?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. It is. Hey, Mike, congrats. It's
Nuh-uh.
A 4. Yes, it is.
You know why? Because Mike and I have the same initials, MS.
I was going to say it's because you blew into the die, but hey, Michelle, you can go with whatever you want. Mike, it was a 4. So congrats, buddy. You just won tickets to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star. Turn your radio down just a tad. Compliments of Sarsho and Ford of Waynesburg. Thank you, Mike Slater. I know you've been trying hard to win these tickets. I think that's why I was so generous. And it's the week of Thanksgiving, Mike. I mean, feels good, I guess, right, to maybe give back a little this time of year. So there you go.
Thank you.
Who are you going to take, Mike?
My wife.
Aww.
There you go. Shout out to your wife. What's your wife's name?
Linda.
Linda, all right. She's a lucky gal, Mike, but we already knew that. All right, Mike, thanks. I already have your info here. You're a loyal listener and texter, so you know how it's done around here. Mike, we'll see you when you come. I'll scoop up your tickets, all right?
All right, thank you.
Mike, thanks. You have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving. Of course, those tickets, compliments, and courtesy of Sarsham Ford of Waynesburg. We should start, because sometimes things change around here, you never know what may happen around here, but... find a little help over here. We could Facebook Live this all the time or record it so folks could actually see that I indeed am rolling the exact numbers. I like that was a one, for instance.
Michelle, I want to get somebody to give you a number. Six.
You want to get somebody to it's a three, right?
Dang it. My streak is over. I want to get somebody to sponsor a Facebook Live in the morning. I think the 8 o'clock hour is probably our best. Because we have Brooke later.
Michelle, from 6 to 10, all hours are our best.
I mean, 6 o'clock, we are one eye open.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's a little rough that time of day. We get through it. And
we're
thank you guys for sticking around.
But that would be so fun. I mean, we do have fun in the morning. We banter back and forth.
Okay, Michelle, you don't have to do a sell job for our radio show. We do a damn good job over here.
There you go. Thanks.
No problem. Babbling Brook will be right around the corner.
Are you still rolling die
Z-news
by yourself?
Yeah, I'm just playing with it. Anyway, what do you want to pick one? Go ahead.
Two.
Two. It is a six.
Wow.
Thanks for playing,
girlfriend.
I'm really stinking it up. All right. Michelle?
Adios, amigo.
Thank you. Glad you got your glasses back over there.
Thank you. I can see you crystal clear.
They're not prescription glasses, are they?
Crystal clear.
Such a nerd.
Z Country.
Kelsey Ballerini, 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy. And now joined by the one, the only, Miss Babbling Brook. The anticipation there, just gotta let it build sometimes. You know, trained professional over here. So, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. Busy.
I know. Listen. Yeah. Preaching to the
always.
Choir. Always pick a number 1 through 6, Brooke.
3.
It's not that difficult. It's just 6. All right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, we'll try again at the end. But for now, as a consolation, you have Z News.
Okay, good. In this state history, in 1976, the boxing drama Rocky, starring Sylvester Stallone, premiered in New York.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
You know, he actually wrote that movie.
Did he?
Yeah, wrote the script. Did Sylvester. Did Sly Stallone.
I did not know that.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know
why. Now they do.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Okay. 1985, the first version of Microsoft's Windows operating system, Windows 1.0, was officially released.
1.0.
Yeah. What are we up to now?
Who the hell knows?
I don't even know. 2003, Michael Jackson, again in Z News, was booked on suspicion of child molestation in Santa Barbara, California. He was later acquitted at the trial. 2003, record producer Phil Spector was charged with murder in the shooting death of an actress, Lena Clarkson, in his home in California.
Went to trial like twice or something, didn't
it? His first trial ended with a hung jury in 2007. Then he was convicted of second-degree murder in 2009 and sentenced to 19 years to life in prison. And then in 2015, Adele released her 25 album. It sold 3.38 million copies in its first week.
Yeah, in 7 days.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Setting, of course, a record for first week sales. Holidays for today. It's Beautiful Day. It's Absurdity Day. Future Teachers of America Day.
Hey, we both are wedded to teachers there, so.
Yeah.
If there's any future teachers out there, shout out.
That's right. Universal Children's Day and National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Peanut Butter Fudge.
Peanut Butter Fudge. All right. On TV tonight, The Conners will be returning at 8. The Voice is on at 8. Blackish is on at 9. This Is Us on at 9. And
yeah,
Real
like
Country.
Go ahead. Yeah, the This Is Us, it's like a big Thanksgiving. The title was like 6 Thanksgivings. Nobody needs that. See, they overdo it. This Is Us. I'm over
you
it.
Just are not a fan.
I'm just over it now. I'm a little beyond it.
I haven't even kept up with it.
A little beyond
I'm way out of the loop. In country news, Garth Brooks will release the new installment in his 5-part anthology project. And this may be his favorite one.
Yeah, it's out today.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has 5 CDs, 52 live recordings. This is his 3rd part, by the way.
Anthology 3, yeah.
Yeah. And it includes the music from his latest live album, Triple Live. Of course, there's interviews with him and his wife, the band, and then 100 behind-the-scenes and performances photos. So it's pretty big.
It's like a book, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it includes a book, all this stuff.
Yes. So, yeah, you gave me a lot of paperwork on this
thing.
Well,
just so you could be up to date on everything.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. And then Thomas Rhett, he just announced his 2019 tour plans. He's going to be making 40 stops on the very hot summer tour next spring, summer, and fall. His dad, Rhett, will be joining him.
How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool on all the dates. Dustin Lynch and Russell Dickerson will also be joining him.
That'll be one heck of a tour there.
I know, that'll be fun.
A family event with father and son.
Now, there's one Ohio date.
The Q? The Q or no?
No.
Columbus.
Cincinnati.
August
9th. Yeah.
All right, well, that'll do.
So maybe he'll add more later or something.
Are you here tomorrow?
I am.
All right.
Yeah.
Not Thursday and Friday, obviously,
correct,
though, right? All right, Brooke.
Yes.
Well, you'll be back tomorrow, as will I and Michelle. And then the rest of the week, just programming changes as I'm off the next couple of days, Thursday,
Friday. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
It'll be fun. All right, Brooke. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
I know we're all busy. One more time. You want to? One through six?
Yeah, I'm going to do one.
One it is. You're on. better luck tomorrow, Brooke.
Okay.
Z Country 99.9 WTUZ, Josh Turner, Ralph Stanley helping him out, me and God. Josh Turner celebrating his 41st birthday today. Also a birthday boy within country music. That's Dierks Bentley turning 43 today. Of course, as we already informed you once already this morning, also on this day in country music history, let's go back to 18 years ago, Faith Hill was at number one on the country albums chart with Breathe, which was her fourth studio album. Actually won a Grammy Award for Best Country Album and one of the more successful country / pop albums to date. On this day, in 2009, 9 years ago, The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock and, of course, Tim McGraw made its debut in theaters. 15 years ago in 2003, Ronnie Dunn inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame. Remember, just a few days ago, Carrie Underwood inducted into that state's Hall of Fame. And 5 years ago, Loretta Lynn was honored by President Barack Obama along with Oprah and Bill Clinton as they were given the Presidential Medal of Freedom. How about that? There you have it, folks. On this day in country music history, one of those artists you will hear from next after the break. Oh, hey, how are you? Didn't see you there. Brett Eldridge, it's Love Someone, 99.9 WTUZ, Eric McElroy, wrapping up the morning show, brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Congrats to our winners today, Erica Wallagora, our daily birthday winner. And also, Mike Slater earlier won tickets to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star live in concert. Of course, those tickets, again, courtesy of Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. If you missed anything from today's show, podcast section, WTUZ.com. It's where you can find, again, today's best of moments and everything from morning shows past. Also, the latest newscasts and stuff from Big Z Sports, always going up there in the podcast section. Tomorrow, it's hump day. And for me, a Friday, hopefully a Friday for some of you as well. So we'll have a little fun and see what we can get into manana. For Michelle Spring, I'm Eric McElroy. Find us after hours on social media, if you will. We love all of our followers. WTUZ.com to stay up to date on the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening in your neck of the woods. And our streaming services are right there on our website. And remember, at 99.9 FM WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for other ways to stay up to date on what's happening here in Z Country. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Have a good one.